the rest of the story. In Kansas, not long after the turn of the century, the housefly was more than a common pest. It was a messenger of death. Not everybody realized at first that the fly was the principal carrier of typhoid bacteria. But Dr. Sam Crumbine did. Doc Crumbine was head of the Kansas State Board of Health back then, and he'd seen how typhoid had ravaged military camps in Tennessee and Florida and Georgia. He knew, as did most Army doctors, how latrine-hopping flies had spread the disease. So it was in an effort to stem the tide of typhoid epidemics in his home state that Doc Crumbine declared war on the housefly. First, he set out to educate the public, to make folks aware of the threat that flies posed by circulating posters and informal literature and so on. Next, he encouraged homeowners to screen their windows. Window screens had only begun to catch on in those days, and then primarily as a barrier against pesky insects and small animals, rather than as a matter of life and death. But something more had to be done. Doc Crumbine said to himself something more had to be done, something sweeping, decisive, massively effective, and yet everything that he had learned on the subject of flies made the task of significantly diminishing their population seem utterly impossible. Well, this is the rest of the story. It is a spring day in 1911. Doc Crumbine, frustrated by the challenge that lay before him, eager for some temporary distraction from that challenge, locked up the office and went out to a baseball game. In fact, it was the opening game of the season. A Western League contest between the home team Topeka and visiting Wichita. Pretty good rivalry here. And a rather close match as well. Through 8.5 innings, in fact, the score was tied at 2 runs apiece. Now, it's the bottom of the ninth, 1 out. A Topeka runner is on third. And as the next batter came to the plate, one of the hometown spectators began chanting in a loud voice. A single spectator began chanting, and then another picked up the chant, and another, and another, and another, and before long it seemed everybody in the stands was chanting the same thing. And those words that boomed forth in the springtime breeze that afternoon spoke to Doc Crumbine. In fact, those words inspired such an idea that the Kansas physician would later call this the most productive day's work of his life, that day at the ballpark. You see, he knew that what he really needed to do to battle the omnipresent disease-carrying insect was to create a catchphrase, something the public would remember and start repeating, and then perhaps would motivate themselves. And that slogan was born in Topeka, Kansas, on the opening day of a baseball season. And it was promptly applied to the virtually simultaneous invention of a Kansas scoutmaster named Frank Rose. A simple square of window screen nailed to a sawed-in-half yardstick. That's right. Doc Crumbine's inspiration, chanted by the spectators at the ballpark that day, was a plea to the batter with a runner on third, swat the ball, sacrifice fly, swat the fly. That was to become Doc Crumbine's battle cry. And, of course, you know what they then called Frank Rose's typhoid-taming invention. They called it the fly swatter. And now you know the rest of the story.